is Nick Adkins at Nick is in PDX with Health Innovation Media. I'm standing outside the Innovation Lab here at Exponential Medicine with my good friend Daniel Vandenberg, who has joined us from the Netherlands. He's an architect at EGM, a firm in the Netherlands. They do some work with Radboud University Med Center, and it's exciting to hear what's happening in technology. You know, I want to hear your perspective of what that's going to do to the traditional business model and paradigm of a bricks and mortar world. But tell me a little bit about you and your firm and what you're doing at Radboud.
Sure. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, as you said. I'm architect, partner of a company called EGM, situated in the south of Holland. And we're specialized in healthcare architecture, mainly. So anything to deal with health and the environment that you create and build around that is what we're doing. And I've been doing so for like 40 years. So I could say in a way that we are very experienced in the whole situation, developments, tendencies. Stuff is happening, being spoken about here today and last few days. Of course, we know Lucien very well by now. He's from Reshape. I've been also talking a lot with him about, you know, the changes that are going on around healthcare and architecture and what would we really need for the future. So,
and so what does that look like when we talk about architect and the need for the future? I mean, what is the hospital of the future look like? And when we talk future, you know, is that 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What does it look like?
Well, the interesting thing to notice, of course, that what technology is doing is taking parts of the hospital away into a different kind of environment or situation. You could even say, to some extent, it's to take it away and bring it towards the home of people. You know, I love these science fiction movies where you can see operating theaters in the home even sometimes. You know, it's a bit of a scary movie. Prometheus, that also deals with that. You know, you actually literally get operated on in your home. I think we're far away from that, but still, you know, it's sort of shows us a new tendency towards individualizing health, personalizing health from a situation where it has been, where it was sort of generalized. And I think if you look at that by way of architecture, what we should do is we should try to peel down the layers and test and see what is going to be left behind as a sort of compact notion of what we consider to be a hospital in the future, which is mainly, I think, very importantly, a source for sharing knowledge. So I have this talk and also did it a few months ago about the health campus and what would that be. Probably a place where people want to meet up, like we're here together today, you know, just to have this togetherness and to really feel that we're building on something together, and you can sort of enhance innovation and science. That's, I think, where it will tend to, where it's, of course, apart from the system where we still have to deal with acute situations where there's a lot of people, epidemic situations and problems that occur spontaneously, where we're going to have to tackle that in a centralized way.
You know what I think it's going to look like, and I think I saw it a little bit when I was in Nijmegen earlier this year. I think it looks a lot like the Santa Dome Hotel and Spa.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in a way, that's correct.
A place where people want to get together, and it's connected about being healthy and well and eating good food. And
I think you're really dealing with the essence of health and healthcare, sick care. You know, we are tending towards sick care still right now, and in the future it will be more like healthcare, and this tends towards wellness and how to treat wellness. So I agree and I subscribe to that point of view. Still doesn't take away the fact that we always will have the hot floors of the hospital. That's an inevitability, I think. You know, people get accidents and, you know, that's not to be stopped unless we get so smart that we can be ahead of that. But that's also science fiction.
Right. So Daniel, tell me, what's the most exciting thing that you've seen here at Exponential Medicine? What's really got you fired up?
My goodness. For me personally, was all the nanotechnology, because, well, as architect, I'm dealing with big things, you know, they're larger than your individual person. And that's something that is sort of a complete flip around of the whole idea around healthcare, where it can go inside of you, actually, and try to help and cure things. So for me, that was really an interesting topic to see. But really, honestly, I think it's the combination of everything together we see here, you know, that will really be the advancement that will cause the biggest effect, I think. It's how these things intertwine.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daniel, thank you so much for stopping by.
us with a game.